And good evening and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard. We're coming to you live this December 15th. Wow, can you believe it? 2016. Here we are. The time just flies. It waits for no one. It continues on. And, you know, we've got winter coming just next week. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful time. And I tell you, I'm glad to be here. I'm thankful to be able to be here at the Radio Ranch and on the radio tonight here at the Radio Ranch microphone, and we'll try to get everything adjusted here to make sure we're good to go tonight. We'll have the phone lines open maybe a little bit later. Had a few announcements, a few things wanted to talk about tonight before we wrap up the program, and nothing major, but just a couple things coming up, kind of a lot on the calendar, but we'll have the phone lines opened up a little bit later. But let's start out with a word of prayer. That's always a good thing to start out with, no matter what you're doing. Usually better to start there. So let's do that. Heavenly Father, O Lord, God of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we come to you, O Lord, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we say thank you. And I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to be here. Thank you for the, Lord, that I get to talk to the remnant tonight, Lord. I get to have fellowship with them and fellowship with you, and I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for our pastor that came and worked for so long, Lord, and built the ministry up on the foundation of Jesus Christ, Lord, and we continue to build on that same foundation. And I thank you that, Lord, our pastor labored and you blessed him, and Lord, he lived a good godly example, a good godly life, to be a good godly example to us, to me, and to all that knew him, Lord. If we would see that, if we would apply what we've learned, Lord, we will be blessed. We thank you for these life lessons, Lord, that you, through them, you draw us nearer to you. And Lord, we thank you, and I thank you for our pastor that went before us, Lord, that preached the word in season and out of season and taught us. I thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you would strengthen us as we continue on to build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, to exhort one another, Lord, to encourage one another to love and good deeds, to reprove, rebuke, Lord, to encourage, to edify. That's our desire, Lord. That's my desire. So, Lord, as we read your word tonight, as we talk about your blessings and your requirements, your will, your desire, your way, the way, the truth, the life, Lord, as we read and talk about that tonight, O Lord, let it be a blessing to you, and let it be an encouragement to your people. I thank you, Lord. O Father, you are worthy of praise. Praise ye the Lord. Direct my thoughts and my words tonight, Lord, and be with the remnant, Father, as we have this cold weather that's rolling through the Midwest. And, Lord, we pray for all that are yours, Lord, that you would keep them warm and safe. And, Lord, let them dwell in the shelter of the Almighty. Let them cling to you and cry out to you and claim you and look to you for their health, safety, and welfare, as we do here. And I pray this to your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Well, several things going on. Boy, it's been kind of hectic around here. You'd think that maybe with wintertime, the cattle ranch would just kind of slow down. But, you know, with feeding, we held on to some heifers and some steers this year, and we've still got them out there, so they're a daily feed. And so lots going on. But hopefully, folks, you've been tuning in and getting the broadcasts that have been going out. Hopefully, you've been reading your Bible. We're almost done. We've only got about 2 weeks and 2 days left to have this Bible read this year. So we hope that you are following along on the Bible reading plan. We're in Amos 1, chapters 1, 2, and 3 today, and Revelation 6, and Not going to take time to read those tonight. Read them this morning. I hope you've had a chance to read them. Very interesting. Amos, we're going to read tomorrow a couple of verses out of Amos. Amos 4:12 says, "Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel." And you know, sometimes that's lost on our people today. Sometimes it's lost on us. You know, none of us, we have to remember, no one, not one man, be it the homeless guy on the street or the governor or the president, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And so, you know, when we read the word, you know, the whole idea is for it to be an encouragement to us. And in Amos, you know, he was just a shepherd. He was prophesying to the northern nation of Israel, in the area of Bethlehem, but that's one of the things that you get out of Amos. You know, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And that's certainly, we just need to be ready. And I hope you're ready. I hope you are. I hope that you are where you need to be. I hope that your heart's right with God. I hope your relationship is right with God and with your family. Because none of us know the day that we're called. None of us do. And you know, in Amos 5:14, one more and then we'll move on. A couple other things going on. But Amos 5:14 says, "Seek good and not evil, that you may live." Seek good and not evil, that you may live. Now, that ought to sound familiar, because we hear about that again in the New Testament, you know, to not grow weary of doing good. And sometimes you can. Sometimes it, and you know, we do grow weary, but we're told not to. And when we find ourselves growing weary, we need to recognize it and kind of get back on track. And so, anyway, a couple quotes from Amos. Very short book. You get it read today, tomorrow, and Friday, and as we're wrapping up the reading of the Bible, and then also in Revelation 6 today, some of the messages to the churches. I encourage you to read it. I do. We've been trying to encourage you all year because His Word. You know, there's health benefits to reading the Word. Okay, there are. His word, His truth is health to our bones. Did you know that? It is health. Who doesn't need some extra help, some extra health today? I know I sure do. I sure do. And so, you know, reading His word, it's healing for us. His good news, I think it says in Proverbs, puts fat on our bones. How about that? You know, most people today don't want fat, but there it is. Proverbs 15:30. Bright eyes gladden the heart, and good news puts fat on the bones. You know, that's good stuff. Is what it is. It's good stuff. And, you know, a little bit more about refreshment to our bones is right up there in Proverbs 3, a couple verses here. It says, we'll start in where do you start? Oh, goodness. Here in Proverbs 3, we'll start in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Better write that down if you don't get to, you might not get to get all this tonight. Proverbs 3, and we'll start in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. And, you know, got cold weather. Who knows what the economy's going to do? It sure looks better maybe with this President-elect Trump, but that remains to be seen. We hope so. We hope you're praying for him. But when we acknowledge God in all of our ways, you know, that means we tell Him good morning when we wake up, and we tell others about Him during the day. We read His word, we apply it. It is refreshment to our bones, healing to our body, and it is. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Well, that's what the word says. So if you want your barns to be filled with plenty, you might say, well, I don't have a barn. Well, you know, God can, he can fill your home. He can fill your pantry. He can fill your gas tank. He can fill your bank account. Honor him. Honor him. It's what the word says. Well, wasn't even going to get into Proverbs at all tonight, but with that, I thought that it came to mind. So I think that was a good place to read. Anywhere in his word is, for sure. Got a 91st day coming up. You know, we have those 91st days, those Sabbaths between the seasons is a good way, I think, to think about them. I think it's appropriate, and it's coming up. It's going to be the regular Sabbath this weekend. It's the 17th, starting at 1 o'clock, because I believe we're in daylight savings time. On December 17th, starting at 1 o'clock or noon, I guess, is how it works this Saturday, will be a 91st day. And we just encourage you folks to it's a regular Sabbath. Treat it as the Sabbath. Read and pray the 91st Psalms. We'll see if we might get to do that Saturday morning on the Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers program. But we encourage you to do that. Read the 91st Psalms. Pray the 91st Psalms. And that it's not something, you know, he who dwells in the... Blah, 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 to just try to buzz through as fast as you can. I encourage you to read it. Read two or three verses, and then, as it says in different parts of the Psalms, let that pause come in, that selah, that musical interlude, that pause that lets you catch your breath and think about what the Word says. And if you'll do that, it will be a blessing to you. So we encourage you to do that Saturday. You know, as Saturday afternoon rolls around, it's going to be pretty cold here. I think our high Saturday is supposed to be about 1 below 0. So hopefully we'll get everything fed in the morning, and it'll be a good day to sit around the fireplace, drink some hot cocoa or some hot tea, and read that 91st Psalms. And, you know, explain it to your children. It's a regular Sabbath this month, but it's a good interlude between the seasons. As the fall is wrapping up and winter is rolling in, it's a good opportunity to take the day, take some time in the day, and acknowledge who it is that brings those seasons. You can believe, if you want, that it's Mother Nature, but I think you and I both know that it's our Heavenly Father who spoke the earth and the stars and everything into existence, as well as the seasons. And so he's worthy of praise. I encourage you to do that. We've got in the mail the 2017 Bible reading program. Yeah, we're, you know, it's kind of what we do. And you might say, man, them guys over there, they bugged me all year last year about reading my Bible, and now I'm hearing about it again. Well, you know, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to, as the Apostle Paul wrote, you know, hey, this is the second letter I'm writing to you, the second time I'm having to stir up your memory to remind you to do this. The 2017 calendar went in the mail last week. If you get our newsletter, you ought to be getting it in the mail. I probably sent 50 out since we've got these things done, the people that have requested them. I know people that request them 6 and 8 and 10 at a time to give them away, to let it be a lead-in to help introduce people to Scriptures for America Ministry. And so if you'd like more than one, you can contact us. Give us a call or an email. Give us a yell, however you want to get in touch with us, and we'd be glad to send you a few. But it got mailed out, and the Bible reading plan for 2017 is a little different this year. Or actually, a little different for next year. You know, we try to be as encouraging as we can here to you, the remnant, to the sheep. It's kind of like mixing up the feed a little bit, you know. You feed the cattle out here. We feed them a little protein cake sometimes, and then every now and then you might get a pallet of sweet feed in instead of the cake. And so it's a little different. You know, this year we read the Bible reading plan was a little bit of the Old Testament and a little bit of the New. Last year we started in Genesis 1 and just went straight through it back in 2015. If you remember, back in 2014, we had a chronological Bible reading plan where we were able to find that and set that up to where you could read the Bible kind of the way most scholars understand it to be, chronologically. Well, that's a little different. And so for 2017, we searched around and we basically found a plan that has you read through the Bible in a year, but it's broken up by categories. And I remember our pastor talking about, when he went to seminary, talking about the different, how the books of the Bible are broken up into categories. And so as we found a plan that kind of broke it up by categories, we modified it a little bit, tweaked it to where we thought it would work for our congregation, local and extended, the thousands that we've mailed these calendars out to. And so I think it will. The calendar's in the mail. If you get our newsletter, if you haven't gotten this already, I would look for it this week, next week at the latest. And but basically, it's, you know, we start the first week of January reading in Romans. And that first category is the epistles. And then you read a week, of Romans. Say that three times fast. See if you can. And then the next week, we go back and start in Genesis, and that's under the category of the law. And then the third week is the category of history, and then the Psalms, and then poetry, and then prophecy, and then the Gospels. And then it starts all over again. So, you know, our job, what we've been called to do here, what we have been tasked to do here, is to encourage you to be about the Father's business. And that's what we're doing. And so we do want to continue to encourage you. We have the Dragon Slayer newsletter volume 9 is on the presses. I was talking with Jason, texting with him today, and it looks like that's going to go in the mail on Monday. And so we'll have that going right out to you. And it will be an encouragement to you. I guarantee you that. If you'll take the time to read it, and you know, we get many that contact us and let us know that they thoroughly enjoy the Dragon Slayer newsletter, that it is encouraging to them. And the Bible reading plan as well. We share in the mailbag this month an email that we got in from a Christian down in Texas that shared with us how the Bible reading plan had encouraged them, and how even reading it. And you know, you may say, and this Christian from Texas mentions it, you know, maybe you can say, well, I've already read the Bible. I've already read it. You know, I read that thing back. I got more important stuff to do. Well, brother or sister, you don't. You don't. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, knowing, seeing the times we're in, what sort of people ought we to be? And one of the sorts of people we ought to be is, we ought to be a Bible reading people. You know, you may think that, well, you know, the last time I read it, I know what it said. Well, that's fine. Well, I think we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. But we need to be reading our Bible. So, Bible reading plan is in the mail for 2017. If you want more of them, you can contact us here at Scriptures for America Ministry. Our address, if you have to write, is P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado. That's L.A. capital P-O-R-T-E, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. Our email, if you have email, is preacher@sfaw.org. That's preacher@sfaw.org. And, you know, if you want to send me an email, then I'd be glad to drop you a calendar in the mail, and it'll be a blessing to you. So, you know, folks, we the last several years, it's what we've done. We put the one of the many things we've done here at Scriptures for America Ministry is put that Bible reading plan out to you, because we've seen our pastor taught, and we are in full agreement of the importance of reading our Bible, because what you read, what you put before your eyes, is going to determine what you believe. It's going to determine your belief system. And that's kind of what I had some notes on tonight to talk about. We started out in Psalms 51 last week, and went through Matthew 7 about the foundation built on the rock of Jesus Christ, and then into 1 Peter. And we kind of finished up with that, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you." And see, that's I'm not going to go through my notes from last week, but we all have the fiery ordeals. We all have the storms that come upon us. We all have times that things just ain't working out the way we want them to. If we're not familiar with the Bible, if we're not familiar with the Word of God and the instructions He's given us, well, then it will be as some, when this happens and the storms come, it will be as like some strange thing is happening to us. "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this has happened." And we hear that in ministry with people. We hear that from friends and family. "I just can't believe this is happening. Oh my gosh, why would God do this?" Well, if you'll read your Word, you'll understand a little bit more about God, a little bit more about His Word, His will, His way, and you'll be able to believe what His Word says. But if you don't, well, then we end up with our belief system being different than it should be if we call ourselves Christians. And so, you know, what do you believe? Well, you know, in today's day and age, in today's society, there's a term out there that says, well, seeing is believing. Okay? Seeing is believing. And, you know, there is some truth in that. There is. You know, we've told you before, you've heard it if you've tuned in here for any length of time. Out here at the ranch, you know, we certainly have the church and the ministry, but we kind of make tents as well, as the apostle, as Peter did. You know, we have it's a working horse and cattle ranch, and one of the things that you do with the cattle is you have to put protein and mineral tubs out. And so you talk to some of the salesmen and you talk to some of the people that sell this stuff, and they'll tell you, well, you put this this out for your cattle, you know, they'll only consume 1.2 pounds per day of it, and you know, their coats will be shiny, and they'll just be healthier than you've ever seen them. Well, it sounds good, and so you know, you have to put mineral out, you have to put protein out in the winter, and so we've tried different brands, and you know, it with some of the stuff, it is seeing is believing. You make a modification and you let the cattle have a certain mineral or protein lick tub type thing, and then you kind of see how they are after a month or two, and some of those salesmen are right. Seeing is believing. It's a benefit. Well, what do you believe? We need to realize that our beliefs, well, they need to be based on the truth. They need to be based on the Word, right? Because we all have influences on our belief system. We might say, well, I believe God, I believe His Word, and that's good if we do. It is, because His Word is truth. right? And we're to worship him in spirit and in truth. And we just have to be careful that our belief system, that our beliefs, that what we believe is not unduly influenced, that it's not influenced by the deceiver, the father of lies. And, you know, the word, because the word tells us, you know, Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And, you know, we are to believe in him. Well, it ain't always easy to do that, is it? Now, we find in talking to people and in whether it's new converts, people new to the ministry, or people that we minister to and are just starting to learn about Jesus and the Word. But I've also seen it in people that have been Christians for 20 years, people that have been on the ministry that long. And so, we live in a sinful world. We do. We live in a fallen world. And so, you know, unfortunately, those influences from that sinful and fallen world, they tend to have an influence on us. They do. Or let me clarify it. They can. How about that? They can have an influence on us. And, you know, they don't call television programming for naught. And so I encourage you folks, if you have cable TV, find something else to do. If you're a Christian and you listen, we turned cable TV off. It's been about 20 years ago now. A little over 20 years ago, and we sure haven't missed it. We have a DVD player, we have an old VCR player. We'll still get movies and watch things and that type, but it's a lot more controlled. And so I encourage you folks, if you haven't turned off that cable or satellite TV or whatever it is, if it's on in your house in the background all the time, and you need to ask yourself, what type of influences, what is influencing you and your belief system? Is it the word of God, or is it the word of the Antichrist, the word of those that hate Jesus, that hate Christians, that you invite into your home all the time? And the subconscious programming that goes on, and I'm not a technical wizard in this kind of stuff, but I understand how it happens. You know, I understand that the movies come out. I was talking with a Christian brother just this past weekend about this very thing, and he was explaining to me, and I've heard it before, I've learned it before. Our pastors put it out of the movies, the TV. The commercials, the programming, and it's all programming, and they shoot so many scenes per second, or frames per second, and so there's programming in there that you don't even realize, we don't even realize is there, and that's not what the program of tonight is about. Get it? The program, it's not a show, it is a broadcast. How about that? I'm not trying to unduly influence you. I want you to be influenced by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want to be influenced by. But our enemies, they know. They study us like lab rats. And the subconscious programming that is in the TV shows and the commercials and the movies that when it's on all the times, people don't even know it. They don't even know that they're being unduly influenced. How do you know? How do you know? Well, how do you know what you believe? How do you know if you've been unduly influenced by this ungodly programming. Well, you have to compare your belief system. You have to compare your thoughts and your actions with the Word of God. It's as simple as that. And, you know, it comes to mind, our pastor used to talk about being deceived. And anybody that's been around for a while, you remember the pastor talking about being deceived. And, you know, the biggest thing about being deceived is you don't know that you're deceived most of the time. That's the biggest problem with being deceived. You don't know it. Well, if I don't know I'm deceived, how am I going to get that fixed? Well, glad you asked. We can pray. We can pray, Lord, forgive me for being deceived. Forgive me for deceiving if I've deceived others. And Lord, if I'm deceived, let that come to light, Lord. Let me not be deceived. Let me see any deception that may be there. And when we pray that, well, that moves God. And that empowers God to do that very thing. Because he does hear and answer our prayers. And that's one of the only ways that you can see if you're deceived, and you can get that deception out of your life. And so, you know, if you don't know it, again, you have to compare, you know, your thoughts, your actions, to the Word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so, when we compare our thoughts, our words, our actions, our deeds to his word, to his truth. Now, that you know, I kind of backed you into this because if you don't read his word, if you don't listen to his word, how are you going to know? How are you going to know? You know, they have, I know several builders and contractors and people that have built and, you know, homes and different things. And you know, they have codes, building codes, that you have to go by to get your sign off, to get your CO, your certificate of occupancy. And I know we have a lot of construction people on the ministry. And so, you know, that should sound familiar to you. And so, you know, you always have these contractors and construction guys that they know. I mean, they know. For the most part, they know the code. They know how the electrical has to be. They know how the plumbing has to be. They know how the ground wires and, you know, but they always have their reference book. You know, their contractor's reference book that has the little, it's like the little cliff notes that tells them, you know, or that reminds them, hey, remember, if you got to run over 25 feet of your ground wire, it's got to be this size. You know, if it's over 50 feet, it's got to be this size, and that's just an example. I don't have a book in front of me, but you know, things have to be a certain way. And so, you know, I've talked with these builders and contractors at times, and you know, the problems always come in when the building inspector shows up, or the plumbing or electrical, whatever it is, because inadvertently. You know, something is usually not quite up to code. Now, it may be fine in that builder or that contractor's opinion. Okay, I think of a ground that wasn't set up properly on an electrical installation, on a pump, and the person that put it in, I wouldn't have a problem that person wiring anything and everything. Okay, that person knows what they're doing. They do. They've done it. They have experience, and they've done it, and they wired it, and they looked at it, and it looked great. Well, when the inspector got there, he didn't like it. And he pointed to this paragraph, subsection B, and Article 7, and all, that it had to be a certain way. It had to be a certain way to meet the code. Well, you know, the builder explains to him, well, this is even better. This is better than the code. Doesn't matter. Doesn't say it's got to be better. It's got to be the code. It's got to be this size. It's got to be connected this way. And so, you know, the contractor, the builder, he could have argued it until he was blue in the face. But he's not going to get the sign off until he has it to the code the way the inspector says. And I mention that because, see, our life is that way. Our Christian walk is that way. Jesus said, I am the way. And so it's only his way that is right. It is only his way that is right. And so if we have thoughts, if we have our actions, the things that we're doing, we may think after a while that they're just fine and dandy. I hadn't been hit by lightning for doing that. I must be okay. I've still been blessed. I've been doing this, and I'm still okay. I'm still being blessed. Well, we can be deceived. We can get our belief system off a little bit. And usually that happens if we have these ungodly influences that influences sometimes we don't even know it. You know, Hosea 14:9, we've just finished reading Hosea in the Bible reading plan. Hosea 14:9 tells us, for the ways of the Lord are right. The ways of the Lord are right. That's Hosea 14:9. So if I want my ways to be right, they've got to line up with the ways of the Lord. We know that his thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are better than ours. And so we got to make sure that our beliefs, that our thoughts, that what we do line up with his word. I hope that's making sense. I'm probably not getting it across the way I intend it, but I'm here trying, okay? I am. We'll have the phone lines open. We've got about another 15 minutes in the program. We'll open up the phone lines tonight, 307-745-5913, if you want to give a call in. And you know that, back to that contractor story. You know, you most of the contractors and the builders, they've done enough work that for the most part they know. They know what the code is, they know how the spacing on the lumber has to be and the sized nails here and the type of metal here and the, for the most part. But remember, they usually have and keep that reference book. Because, you know, you can't cover everything. You can't remember all of it. Even the code guy, the building inspector, when he comes out, he's got his book. It might be in an electronic form, but he's got his book. He may not, you know, look at it right there at you, but he's looked at it before he got there. And he might go to lunch before he signs off, and he's going to look at it again. And, you know, we have, just like that code book that the building inspector has, that contractor's reference book that the builder, the electrician, the plumber has access to and goes back and looks at it from time to time. We have our book as well. We have our book of instruction, our reference book, if you will, that we can go back to. And you know, if we go back to it, we go back to 1 Peter 4:12, where it says, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, as though some strange thing were happening to you. So if we get a fiery ordeal, you know, what does our reference book tell us? Well, don't think it's something strange. It's come upon you for your testing. Okay? And so it's just like that contractor's reference book that tells us, hey, remember here, you got to use 6-gauge wire for this type of run, or you got to use, you know, grade 1 2x4s for that type of construction, or you got to use this gauge steel for this type of roof or siding. Okay, that's the way it's got to be. That's to code, to the building code, to the electrical code. Well, guess what? We have we have to do things. If we're going to be Christians, if we want things to work out, if we want to, as we said, the ways of the Lord are right, if we want our ways to be right, well, we better make sure we've got the code book. We better make sure we know what that right way is. Well, I guess everybody's sleeping tonight. That's all right. Not a problem. Got the phone lines open, though. Got a few more minutes here. About another 10 minutes here on the program. And and you know, the ways of the Lord are always right, but we don't always see them as being right. Okay? We don't. But we have His truth that we have to have that foundation built on that. You know, sometimes we stray, sometimes we don't. We might find ourselves, you know, maybe in business dealings, and before you know it, we're not doing things. We're not happy with the way things are going. We're not doing things the way we should. Well, you know, we can always return back to Him. That's what He calls us to do. Well, if we find ourselves, you know, maybe thinking that, well, you know, the ways of the world, maybe they just aren't so bad after all. Well, maybe we're being influenced by the world a whole lot more than we should be if we have those types of thoughts. A little earlier in Hosea 12, verse 6, it says, "Therefore return to your God." You know, because the Bible tells us all of us like sheep have gone astray, but we are to return to Him. That's what His Word tells us to do. Return to your God. Observe kindness and justice. And that doesn't mean just look at it, but it means do it. And then it says, and wait for your God continually. Wait for your God continually. Don't have to rush Him. And when He's working with us, well, we can't rush Him. It just doesn't work that way. You know, there's a lot in the Bible about believe. There's a lot of misunderstandings about, well, if you just, you know, you get it from the belief only, the faith only crowd, just believe. Just believe. And there's a lot in the Bible about believers. You know, that we are to be believers in Him. We are to believe in Jesus Christ. We are to believe in His death, burial, and resurrection. And we certainly do. We are to believe that His Word is true. And we do that. Now, we understand that even the demons believe that Jesus is the Christ. And they tremble. And so we take our belief, and our belief should be driving our actions. It should be driving our lives in what we believe. And it's not just on when we tune in on Sunday morning or when we go to church on Sunday morning, but it's when those fiery ordeals come up that we've read about, okay? When our adversary, the devil, who prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Well, guess what? When he gets a hold of you, when he gets his claws on your leg or on your foot or on your family member, well, you know, that's the time to have your belief system right, and to have your faith right, and to have your hope right. That's found in 1 Peter 5, and right after it, verse 9 says, but resisting firm in your faith, because sometimes that roaring lion gets, if he doesn't get a hold of you, he's awful close. Resisting firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And so when that roaring lion roars at you, if you've read his word, if you've believed his word, you realize it's not the end. He's not going to gobble you up if you'll resist him, if you'll be firm in your faith, because you know that the same thing you're going through is the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And so we see that when these things happen to us, it's not that it's never happened to anybody before, but that it has. And that we're not the lone ranger out there, the lone stranger going through this turmoil. And it says in verse 10 of 1 Peter 5, "And after you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." And so, you know, our belief in him is not just something for Sunday morning. In Philippians 1:29, it says, "For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake." Sometimes we have suffering. Sometimes we do. But you know, you bump up to Ephesians, the book right there, it's up before Philippians, Ephesians 1. And you know, here's a prayer that's prayed there, and it's a prayer. We're kind of wrapping up here tonight. I'll pray it as we wrap up tonight here. But it's Ephesians 1, and you know, verse 16 says, "Do not cease giving thanks." Verse 17, verse 18, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe." And so we do believe. We believe his word. We believe when the trials come upon us that you know, that they're not just coming upon us. We believe that it's for our testing. And we believe that he himself will perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish us. It is that it's the surpassing greatness of his power. Salvation in the here and now, as well as in the here and after. If you believe this, well, we are just about out of time tonight. Wow, the time flies. You out there might say, well, it didn't fly fast enough. Well, that's, you know, that's just kind of how that goes. If you think you've been deceived, you can pray about that. You can pray that prayer. Lord, forgive me. And I pray it now. I ask you to pray it with me. It's not a sinner's prayer. We don't do that here. But you know, you can pray this with me. Lord, forgive me if I've been deceived. Help me not be deceived. Help me to see any deception in my life. Help my thoughts, Lord, to be your thoughts. My actions to be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's our example. And we are to compare what we do, what we think, what we say. We are to compare it to what we see in the Word. And to see if it lines up that way. You know, when we partake of communion on Sunday, we read from Corinthians, you know, let a man examine himself. That's what we're to do. We are to examine ourselves. Do what we do, and we are to be doers of the word. The things we do they line up with what we see in the life of Christ? Do they line up with what we see in the lives of the disciples and the apostles? And if they don't, well, we need to change. And we need to return to him And he'll help us. He'll help us get that realigned. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. We encourage you to join us again Saturday morning for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 a.m. Central, and 9 on the East Coast. Saturday morning for Coffee with the Wranglers. And then you can join us at the website, scripturesforamerica.org, on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Mountain for the La Porte Church of Christ Church Service. And we encourage you to do that. Well, again, thanks for tuning in. Our address, if you want to write to us, we gave it once, but we'll give it to you again. We still, thank the Lord, get a ton of mail in and get through it as fast as we can. Got a lot of mail out in the mail today. Our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And again, our website, scripturesforamerica.org. And our email is SFA. Nope, that's not our email. Our email is preacher@sfaw.org. So, folks, thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk to you Saturday morning. I like this song. There will be a day. I believe this. I hope you do too. There will be a day.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope in the promise that He brings, that there will be a place where no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to You always. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own, and there has never been a step but you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, 'cause joy and peace He brings, and the beauty that's in store outweighs the hurt of life's sting. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will be a place where no more suffering. There will be a day